Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I think there are times in your lifetime, maybe daytime, or even nighttime, that you come across an experience, come across something that just humbles you. I can use humble, right? Humble. Is humble the correct word? Humble? I'm not spelling it. Something that comes across that humbles you, but I can't really say it humbled me because I'm not cocky. Am I? No. Arrogant? No. Brash? Oh, no. Me, brash? Come on. Where are you getting this from? Can't be me. It's not in my DNA. Definitely not on my genes or in them. Not the case. So going from being the tallest person or normally being the tall guy. It's like somebody don't know your name. They just say, hey, tall guy. Somebody don't know your name and they want to send someone in your direction or reference you, what characteristic stands out the most? Tall guy. Hey, tall guy. When they're describing you to whoever. Talking behind your back. Yep, it happens. But it's another story. But when you come across or when you change environments and you're no longer the tall guy because, hey, you know what? Now there's 6'5 people, they're 6'6 people. Hey, 6'8, 6'9. Normal height. Everybody's tall. Everybody's taller. So yeah, you go from being the tall guy, you go from being the guy that's taller than maybe 90, 80% of the people in the world. And then you go into an environment where, hey, you know what? You're the short guy. Yeah. Short guy. That's a huge ego hit, isn't it? You, the man, the guy, the tall guy. That is your word. They describe you that way. The tall guy. You. Now, different environment, different people. You are the short guy. You, the shortest. You're the shortest. The shortest. Never mind that you are taller than roughly 85 to 90% of the population in the world. Now you're in an environment where you're the short guy. You are the shorty. You are the short person. How do short people deal with this? Really? The 90% of the people that I'm taller than, how do you deal with this? Is there like a club I can join? Is there like a meeting that we have every Monday at 7 p.m. on the 3rd of the year? On a blue moon? In the winter? Is there? Seriously. This is no laughing matter. This is no joke. This is not funny. One iota. No. You go from being the tall guy, the tall person, tall, giant, gigantic, huge, enormous, the guy, to, give it to the short guy. Ah, he's short one. short. Never mind that you're only short within this environment, but it's a humbling thing. It really is. It's humbling. All those times I was arrogant. All those times I was cocky. All those times I was brash. All those times I just thought I was the tall guy. Like, ha, we're the same size almost, but I have 1 inch over you. I'm the tall one. Respect my authority. Yeah, not anymore. No, not even close to being the tall guy. Yeah, it happens when you work amongst giants. And even though giants may be 1% or 2% of the population, but hey, you know, I like what I do. And liking what you do, being around giants. Yeah. Not funny. Not funny. Not funny. Humble. I'm still confused on the humble thing. Because when has there been a point where I needed to be humble? Seriously, me humble? Me be humble? Am I making fun of the short people? Which I'm part of the short group now. So I am one of those short people. So I never made fun of or said anything that was bad about my group. No, no. Come on. What are you drunk on soda pop? Yeah, soda pop. It's never mind. No. So I can't really go all out there and say this experience humbles me, or it humbled me, or somehow I'm not brash anymore. I'm not cutting against the grain. I am not edgy. I am not arrogant with my news. Looking down on people, because now I couldn't look down upon people if I wanted to. I'm looking up like, oh, you're so tall, you're so high. And I guess obviously this is a thing because some people have problems with dating, but that's not why you're here. That's not why I'm here. That's why no one's here. Come on, see? You almost got me, but nope. Not falling for the okie doke. Not falling for the banana and the tailpipe. Not happening. Mm-mm. Eddie Murphy taught me well. So yeah, going from being the tall guy, going from being the man, going from being okay. Wham. It's your world. We're living in it. Yeah, I respect it and have a lot of respect for the people that wasn't my height or shorter. Never say anything. Check the record. Remember? Internet's forever. Ha, ha, ha. Check the show. Ha, ha, ha. So yeah, now going into a different environment where you're not the tall one, where you're not the man, where you're not the guy. That's a huge ego hit, right? A humongous ego hit, right? I would imagine so, and that's probably, I'm going to hop out on a limb here and say that's why Ryan Giggs is going out on his own with Manchester United. He's been the guy. He's been the man. Manchester United is all he knows. It's his. That is his baby. That is his world. So we thought, got looked over for the managing gig once, twice. I can would even say twice. Yeah, I know. Not a word. Yeah, I'm going to want to trademark that new word and enter it into Webster's dictionary. So if you use my new word and if the paperwork comes back and all that stuff, you're going to owe me money. Just remember that. My word. And it was dated and the internet's forever. So, ha. Head of the game. Head of the game. That's how we do it here. So Ryan, he's Manchester United is all he knows. Been there, luxurious career, been there, won trophies. Sir Alex Ferguson retires. Who do they go to next? David Moyes. Yeah, that experiment didn't last too long. Who do they go to next? LVG. Louis Van Gaal. And we all know how that turned out. Yep. And side note here, Louis Van Gaal out, people. I just want to say, hey, I still don't think I'm going to be able to make any of the meetings. Definitely not going to be paying any of the dues as far as with the fees and all that stuff. I'm pretty sure I have a waiver. So just, yeah, go ahead and talk to the head man, Mark, and Mark should make sure everything is straight with my fees, and Mark should make sure everything is straight with, you know, like going to the meetings and doing all the other stuff that you guys do, because definitely not showing up for that. So Ryan Giggs was looked over and Louis Van Gaal next, and Louis Van Gaal out, and Jose Mourinho in. Yeah, so what is he to do? He's not the man. He's not the guy. He's not the tall guy. No, he's not the tall guy. He is not the tall guy. He's the normal height guy. He's, wait for it. The short guy. It's not his world anymore. It's a different environment, a different animal, a different beast. In comes Jose Mourinho. So how many times do you have to get looked over? How many times does it take for that person that you're interested in, that you've been flirting with, that you've been giving signals off to, like, I like you. I think we should go to the next level. And he come back and tell you, you know what? I think we should just be friends. Not once. Yeah. Not twice. Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's only so much that one person can take. It's only so much that one person can say, you know what? I'm okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay. I'm going to wait on you. Yeah. You go date, you go be with other people. I'm gonna wait on you. Yeah. I'm gonna wait. Don't worry. I'm gonna wait. Yeah, it's only so much waiting. It's only so much rejection. Especially after being the person, especially with it being your world. You can reject it. Once rejected again? Let me bring it back down. It's too tense in here. Let's ease it back down. It's not the fact that I'm saying that no one gets rejected. I'm not insinuating. No. Rejection happens. We get rejected. So what? Move on. You know, it's part of life. You live and you learn. You get rejected and some people come back stronger. Some people go off the rails. You know, rejection, hey, pressure, diamonds, all that hoopla and so many sayings I can, you know, go off into a rant and rave with, but I won't. So rejection is a part of just being human, being living life. So in no way I'm saying that he should never be rejected, or he shouldn't, you know, have rejection, or shouldn't experience rejection with Manchester United. You know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But that many times? Wow. The same person? Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's no good. That's no go. That is no go. Yeah. I mean, rejection. Yeah. That many times, same person. Okay. So it was only a matter of time, or it was only a matter of hours, where I figured that Ryan Giggs was gone. That's why as soon as Jose Mourinho was announced being the man, the next guy, or as soon as they acknowledged the rumors that's been going on for months upon months upon months, the first thing that I sent out to the world, that it's pretty much the right move for them to hire Jose Mourinho for the current status of the club. But at the same time, the first question and the only question that I had after the announcement, the official announcement of Jose Mourinho, was, so what did this leave Ryan Giggs? That was my first question, because that's another rejection, man. That's another rejection. And so my thought process was, this cat's gone. This dude is out. There's no way he's staying around again to not be the tallest guy. There's no way he's staying around again for it not to be his world. He was the man. He was the tallest guy. Different environment. No more. No longer. Not the tallest guy. You only can do that. You only can deal with that for so long. You can only play the game, play the role for so long. And you just gotta chuck up the deuces and say, I'm out, and just bounce. It happens. It happens. And it's not like that he's been banned from the club, so he can go off and get the opportunity to be the tall guy, or change the environment and be the tall guy somewhere else. And when the environment is right, or when it's time for him to come back and that door is open, you can go back if you want to. You can go back if you want to. But really, after that same person that you done poured your heart and soul out for, after you done told that person how you felt, not once, not twice, but about 3, 4, 5, 6 times, you done told that person how you felt, and that person came back and told you, not now, no. Maybe later. Not now. No. Maybe later. Then told, gave you all kinds of excuses. And then when you go out and you get good, or you go out and you improve yourself, you done worked on yourself, you done went, you done worked out, you done got your little, you got some muscles now, you done got your hair fixed a certain way, and you are looking good now. Then next thing you know, it's like, person's like, I notice you. Let's rekindle that old flame. Let's take things back the way they used to be. So yeah, you done went out and you done managed another club, and you showed your managerial skills. You showed your ability to be a leader amongst men. You showed your ability to be a prize catch, the person that can lead a club and get trophies and do everything that you want to do. And was a member, a former member of know the ins and outs of your club. I didn't went out. Now Ron Giggs now went out and got good, and he know what he's doing, and got games under his belt, official, where it's actually his show and not interim. And now you want him back? Does he come back? Does he say, you know what? You're right. You were right to reject me all those times. I just wasn't ready. I thought I was the person you needed me to be, but I wasn't. I needed to go out on my own. I needed to find out who I was. I didn't need to find out who I am. I know who I am now. I am ready to lead this club. I am ready to move forward in the future with you. Let's do this. Does he do that? Maybe. I don't know. But it sure is going to be interesting to see where that story goes. Woo, boy. I got my popcorn ready, and I'm just going to sit back and watch. Yeah, as far as with the Ryan Giggs getting a gig somewhere else and him eventually coming back to Manchester United. Rejection. Oh, it's okay. It happens. Rejection. But we're good now. We're great. Good, great. Anyway, the show's coming pretty good. There's probably one concept that we're gonna do and work on and have it in for the show, and maybe go a little deeper, or not deeper, go a little further out with some of the predictions instead of. If you notice, some of the predictions on Fast Forward just been kind of weekly things. And it's been weekly things to be in line with the show being weekly. But we're going to venture out a little bit further with maybe two or three predictions and cover more ground as far as being further out, not just necessarily a week, but possibly 2 weeks or possibly a month, something like that. But the thing with that, when we do that, we're going to have to, when it comes back and rewind, we're going to have to just point out and make it known that this is a rewind from, you know, X date, or this is a rewind from said date. So that was the whole point of Fast Forward and Rewind. Fast Forward and Rewind kind of played off of each other. Fast Forward, Rewind, you know. And so if we go too far, it may make Rewind kind of like, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Don't understand. Don't get it. Don't get it. So we don't want to change it too much. And so that's why I say maybe two or three and not go further than a month prediction. So even with that, it'll be within a four or three episodes. So definitely looking into that. And like I say, thank you for the voting. And yes, the voting. And most importantly, thank you for listening. It's always a pleasure. It's always fun. It's always fun. And we don't know what show it is. I don't know if it's this show. Still don't know if it's that show. But it's the show, and it's always fun. Thank you for listening. And we're out. Peace.